she didn't want to meet at her house where neighbors might see, or worse yet, her kids would find out about the surgery.
I don't want my daughters to know that that's what I had done, because I don't want to put in their minds.
So we chose a library. It's a warm day, but when I see Natalie Walker, she's dressed in a puffy coat, hiding her body. She tells me her tummy tuck wasn't about getting rid of a muffin top. It was to repair stomach muscles damaged during pregnancy.
I would do it again.
Natalie Walker's not her real name. It's an alias, so neighbors don't find out and jump to conclusions.
I just automatically think that it was for superficial reasons.
It's a common concern. Dr. Matheson Harris, an oculoplastic surgeon in Salt Lake City and St. George, says he saw a shift in his LDS clients after a general authority of the church advised against vanity. Harris says after the talk, people booked just as many surgeries, but they stopped talking about it.
I have a lot of people comment, like, I don't want to go back to church until this is not obvious at all, because I don't want anybody to know I did it.
And yet throughout all of this is the pressure to have a perfect body. Amanda Bachman tells me she lost a couple of bra sizes after giving birth, and friends urged her to go under the knife to reverse that damage.
And when I said, no, I'm not going to do that, that's just not me, they actually thought that it was weird that I didn't want to do that.
Meanwhile, Dr. Susan Madsen with the Utah Women in Leadership Project worries as plastic surgery becomes more common, will children's self-esteem suffer?
The daughters will hear that and assume that they're not right.
Natalie says that's what she worried about with her own children. She says one day, maybe when they're older, she'll tell them. But for now, it's covert meetings at libraries and puffy coats. Brianna Bodley, KSL News Radio.